and sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were talking about Baruch Shem Kavod Machzav Amber. In the previous shiur, we saw the two approaches to understanding Shema and Baruch Shem as Yichud Elah and Yichud Et Hata. And now we are going to continue on, and we are going to try to understand the nature of the mitzvah of saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, again based on the Torah of Harav Nachum Lam Zichrono Livracha. There's a machlokas in all of Shas if mitzvahs require kavana or mitzvahs don't require kavana. Do you need kavana to be able to do the mitzvah or not? Mitzvahs tzrichos kavana or ein tzrichos kavana? The Rambam apparently contradicts himself in Chos Chametzu Matzah in the 6th parak and Halacha Gimel. He paskins that by matzah mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavana. He writes about matzah below kavana, gon shansu akum olistim lecho yatzah yedecho vasel. So you see that the person didn't have kavana to be yotzeh the mitzvah of matzah. He was forced to do so, for example. He's still yotzeh. However, when it comes to Kriya Shofar, in the 2nd parak of Hilchos Shofar, Halacha Dalet, Rambam paskins that no kavana is required. So almost everybody answered that there's a nafkamina, whether or not there's a maisa mitzvah, that there's a physical act. If there's a maisa mitzvah, you don't need kavana to be yotzeh, because the kiyum mitzvah is basiyas ha-maisa. If there's no maisa mitzvah, the kol kiyum is balev, the machshava. And if there's no kavana, there's nothing. And therefore, mitzvahs like matzah that have a maisa, we say mitzvah sein tzrichos kavana. Mitzvahs like shofar and megillah, that the whole mitzvah is shmiya and not the maisa, there we say mitzvahs tzrichos kavana. So that's all regarding mitzvahs like matzah, megillah, and shofar. But what's the din? The gabi kriyas shema. There are numerous shittas. The Ramban and the Milchamos and Maseches Rosh Hashanah write that there is only one kavana bidi eved. And that's the kavana to be yotze yidei chovas ha-mitzvah. Uleman de'amar, mitzvah tzrichos kavana, zoi ha-kavana ha-drusha b'kriyas shema. So according to the Ramban, what kavana is required? The kavana to be yotze yidei chovas ha-mitzvah. So by shema, there's a kavana to be yotze. That's the Ramban. The Rashba only requires kavanas ha'inyan, in other words, perish ha'milim, the meaning of the words, not kavana to be yotze. Even according to the Mandeomer, mitzvah tzrichos kavana. The sheet of the Rambam is subject to debate. The Rambam writes in the 2nd parak of Hilchos Kriyas Shema, in Halacha Aleph, HaKoreas Shema, V'lo kivein libo v'pasik rishon, shishma Yisrael lo yotze yidei chovaso. If you read Shema and you weren't mechavein in the first pasuk, which is Shema, you're not yotze. V'asharim lo kivein libo yotze, the rest, if you're not mechavein your lev, you're yotze. Afilu akore b'torah k'darko, magiyas ha'parash yisei lebon. Be'onas kriya shem kriya, yotze v'usha kivein libo pasuk rishon. Even if you're reading the Torah k'darko, or you're correcting the parashias that were written of kriya shema, and it's the time for reading shema, you're yotze. Even if you didn't have kavana to be yotze. As long as who should keep in the Baba Pasuk Rishon, as long as you have Kavana in the first Pasuk. So there are two groups of Rishonim in explaining this halach of the Rambam. Rabbi Avram ben Rambam, the Ran, Agad Mishnah, and Kesef Mishnah hold. The Rambam is going like Shitas HaRashba. Now what's the Kavana that you need for Shema Yisrael? Perish HaMilim, Kavana Sa'inyin. Lechem Mishnah holds that the Rambam learns like the Ramban. That what kavan is necessary? Kavanah to be yotze yidei chovasel. Now, l'shitas rov harishonim, that the Rambam holds like the Rashba, that kavan is kriyashma, is kavan is inyan, not kavan alatzes, then we can't understand his psak in kriyashma, together with his psak in Hilchos Shofar. In Hilchos Shofar, the Rambam paskins mitzvah srichas kavanah, kavan alatzes, because there is no other kavana. Whereas by kriyashma, that he requires kavana, it's kavana se'inyin, but no kavana latzeis is required. So how are we to understand that? That by shofar kavana is required, kavana to be yotze, and by kriya shema, no kavana to be yotze is required. How are those two psukim consistent? By shema we need kavana se'inyan, but you don't need kavana latzeis. By shofar you need kavana latzeis, so how do you understand that? So they answer that by, in fact, by shofar we need kavana. Because there's no maisa mitzvah by shofar, the mitzvah is only shmias kol shofar. But by kriya shema, there's a maisa mitzvah of amira, or kriya v'dibartabam, and therefore you don't need kavana latzeis. So that's the teretz. The teretz is that here there's a maisa mitzvah. The Lecha Mishnah, however, holds there's no nafkamina between kriya and shmia. Neither of them are together maisa mitzvah, and therefore he says the Rambam holds like the Ramban, that kavana is kriya, shema is kavana latzeis, and therefore there's no steer to his psak about shofar. That in both cases, you need kavana. So this teretz to say that by shofar kavana is required because there's no ma'isa mitzvah, but here no kavana is required by kriya shema because there is a ma'isa mitzvah seems very difficult. Because if we hold that kriya shema is together ma'isa mitzvah beglal akimas fasayim because he moved his lips, then why does he need kavana at all for? Because it would appear clear that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, that his kriya shema was just the first pasuk, and like Rav Meir in the Gemara, who holds Shema Yisrael Shem Lekeinu Hashem Echad, Ad Kan Tzricha Kavanas Halev. So if kriya shema has a din Maisa Mitzvah, and therefore Mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavana, in other words, Kavana Leviyotei Dechovas HaMitzvah, why do we need a kavana se'inyan? Why isn't he pater from any kavani medieved? Like other mitzvahs that have a ma'isa mitzvah, like achilas matzah, or tefillah b'mikvah, but even there medieved, you don't need any kavana. And if this is true, then what's the whole dion in the second paragraph of Brachas on kavana b'kriya shema? To the point that the Rambam paskins that you need kavana in the first pasuk? If it's a ma'isa mitzvah, why do you need kavana b'chlal? So it would appear, says Harav Lam, that in Kriyas Pasuk Rishon, that's called in the mouth of Chazal, Kabbalas al Machus Shemaim, there are really two distinct mitzvahs that he's Makayim simultaneously besides the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is not part of our discussion. And those are the mitzvah of Kriya, V'dibarta Bam B'shiftecha V'veisecha, and the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. There's a beautiful tshuva. We gave a shiur on this many years ago by Rav Nassim Gishtetner, where he talks about this aspect of Kriya Shema, the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, that you're Makai when you say Shema. So it's the mitzvah of Kriya and the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. I mean, Simon Ladavar is how these mitzvahs are categorized in the Rishon and the Rambam, and of course Kriya Shema is discussing the mitzvah of Kriya alone. Whereas the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, the Rambam put in Hilchos Yisodei Torah and Mishneh Torah. In Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam enumerates Yichud Hashem as the second mitzvah, and Kriya Shema is the tenth mitzvah, so to in the Chinuch and other Rishonim. And there are a number of differences between them. Kiyo Mitzvahs Yichud Hashem is B'chol Makom, B'chol Zman, men, women, and the Mitzvah of Dibarta Bam is only twice a day, B'shach B'chol B'kumecha, and since the Mitzvah is Zman Grama, the Mitzvahs Chal only on the males. Now the Rama paskins that women should say the first pasuk. The Levush in Siman Ayin asks, Kriya Shema is a mitzvah shema grama. Why should women be chayiv? And he answers that the chiyuv is because of Yichud Hashem. Even though women are pturus and mitzvahs kriya, but they have a mitzvah of Yichud Hashem of proclaiming the oneness of God. Therefore, the Rama was mechayev them to say the first pasuk only. There's another difference between these two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Dibarta Bam, because kriyas is a practical mitzvah, it requires birchas ha-mitzvah. Now, it requires the bracha of Ava, Ava Rava, Ava Solam. And therefore, Rav Amram Gaon holds, brought by the Rush, at the beginning of brachas, they have to say, Asher Kedeshanu Sotzvanu, Al Kriyashma, before Kriya Shema Alamita, because there's no bracha before, so you have to say a special bracha. Whereas before the mitzvah of the Kiyum of the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, you don't have to make a bracha at all. Just like you don't have to make a bracha before you say Ani Mamin or before you Merkayim any mitzvah Mechovas Halavavas in the MS. This mitzvah is one of the Chovas Halavavas, the obligations of the heart, that have no Zman Kavu, and only Chazal were Somech, the mitzvah of Kriya, were Somech on the mitzvah of the reading of this pasuk. But it really has no Zman Kavua. We already are Chayev because of Vidibarta Bam. And Chazal say to do it also to have Kavana for Yichud Hashem. And therefore, you have to be Mechavein in the Kriya of this Pasuk in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. And therefore, Mitzad Mitzvah Vidibarta Bam, which is Bechinas Chovas Eivarim, it's an obligation of the body. It's enough to read it by Kimas Vasayim. You don't need Kavana at all. And Mitzad Mitzvah Yichud Hashem, which is Legamrei Balev, there you need kavana, and the kavana is what the Rashba calls kavanas ha'inyin, that you need perish hamilim. However, this is difficult, that mitzad mitzvah siyuchad Hashem, you need kavana to be yotze yidei chovaso, because it's not a maisa mitzvah. It's even less than shofar. And according to the cloud that the Rishonim established, that if there's no mice, you need kavana latzeis. How do we understand that you don't need kavana latzeis kriyashma? They say beferish, that you don't need kavana latzeis bekriyashma. But according to what we said, that kriyashma includes yichud Hashem, if so, you should also require kavana latzeis yidei chovaso. Mishum mitzvah yichud Hashem. So how can we say that you need kavana ha'inyan mitzad yichud Hashem? You should also need kavana to be yotze mitzad yichud Hashem. So we can say that there's a qualitative difference between the mitzvah of shofar and the mitzvah of yichud Hashem. By shofar, there's only a chiyuv shmi, and shmi is not a maisa. And if he's not mechavim latzis yidei chovaso, all that's left is shmiya, which is passive and not physically active. But Yichud Hashem doesn't require Kavanah Latzeis, and it's enough that he has Kavanah's Etzem Yichud Hashem, that if he doesn't have this Kavanah, then he has nothing. Because by Shofar, the Kavanah to be Yotze combines to the Shmiya and transforms the Shmiya into a Heftzah of Mitzvah. But by Yichud Hashem, without kavana to be yotze, kavana se'inyin, the kavana to be yotze has nothing to latch onto, because it's purely in the heart. By shofar, you have the shmiya, and the kavana latzeis combines with the shmiya and transforms the shmiya into a heftzah of a mitzvah. But by Yichud Hashem, if there's no kavana se'inyin, then what is the kavana latzeis going to connect to, going to latch onto, going to join with? But if he has kavana se'inyin, he has the ikar mitzvah, and it's like achilas matzah, and you don't need any other kavana like kavana latzeis. So all you need, once you have kavana se'inyin by the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, that suffices, just like the maisa suffices by achilas matzah. So it emerges that Shema Yisrael, as a reading, as a fulfillment of a v'dibarta bam, requires neither kavana latzeis nor kavana se'inyin. And as far as Yichud Hashem is concerned, we require only kavana se'inyin and not kavana latzeis. So now we can understand these Rishonim, that since these two mitzvahs are intertwined, v'dibarta bam and Yichud Hashem, you need the akimas fasayim, you need the maisa to be mekayim v'dibarta bam, and you need kavana se'inyin in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, and you don't need kavana latzeis neither for this nor for that. Beautiful. However, after all that we've said, it's still difficult. If lemaisa, these two mitzvahs of Dibarta Bam and Yichud Hashem are intertwined and you cannot distinguish between them, then what is the nafkamina between them? They are one. And the answer is that the chilek is legabei amiras baruch shem kavod malchus el leolam v'ed. Because the question is, which of these two mitzvahs or these two kiyumim is related to the amira of baruch shem kavod malchus el leolam v'ed? And we're saying baruch shem. Is baruch shem relating to the vidibarta bam part, or is the baruch shem relating to the Yichud Hashem part? If Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso Le'olam Vaed is part of the Kiyum of Vidibarta Bam, then Bidieved, you don't require Kavanas Ha'inyin by Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso Le'olam Vaed, because you had a Maisa, and that's enough. The Maisa of Akimas Vasayim, moving your lips. And if Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso Le'olam Vaed is a Kiyum of Yichud Hashem, then definitely you have to be mechavein the inyan of Yichud Hashem. You have to have kavanas ha'inyan, perish ha'milim. And in fact, there is a machlokas ben gedolei haposkim. The Bach holds that you don't need b'diavad to be mechavein when you say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa Le'olam Vaed. And even if you omitted it and you didn't say it at all, you don't have to go back and say it. The Levush, so he, the Bach, holds that definitely no kavana is required for Baruch Shem Kvod Machusolam V'Diavid. The Levush paskins that if you said it and you didn't have proper kavana, you have to go ahead and say Baruch Shem Kvod Machusolam V'Diavid with kavana. And this chiluk in the nature of Baruch Shem Kvod Machusolam V'Diavid, if it's a chefs of Kriya V'Dibarta Bam or it's a chefs of Yichud Hashem, we can discern in two other inyanim. Yerambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Perek Dal Chazayin writes, "Kol mi shipatur melikros Kriya Shema, imrotz lahachmer latzmo velikros kare, v'ushite daito pnuya ala, aval im haya zeh haptur melikros mevohal, ein roshay likros atis is yashiv daito ala." Anybody who's patur from reading Shema, if he wants to be machmer on himself and read, he reads, provided that his das is pnuya ala. His das is focused on it. But if the person reading is mevohal, he's not in a state of mind to have kavana, he's not allowed to read until he has yishuv hadas. And the Ravid argues with the Rambam. He says, "Ma b'kach zoat? Even if he can't have proper kavana, yikra v'yeka kori b'torah, let him read, and let it be like reading the Torah." And this machlokes is regarding the first pasuk of Shema. And the shaila is, what about Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Olam Vaed? So according to what we're saying, if Baruch Shem is a kiyum in the Kriya, so then it's no different than the first pasuk. And just like they have a machlokas about Shema, so too they'll have a machlokas about Baruch Shem. The Rambam will say not to read it, and the Ravid will say, so what? Let him read it. But if it's a kiyum in Yichud Hashem, so when you read it without kavana, you did nothing, and the Ravid will also hold that you did nothing, because for the kiyum of Yichud Hashem, you need to have some type of kavana. Otherwise, it's not Yichud Hashem. So the Ravid will hold that there's no point in reading it, in reading Baruch Shem, if it's a kiyum in Yichud Hashem. If it's just a din kriya, then do the kriya. It's like Shema's kriya. But if it's din Yichud Hashem, then the Ravid would agree. So that would be a distinction. Another one would be that according to the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak of Brachos, there are a number of places in the Kriyas Shalosh HaParshios that you're allowed to be mafsik for the sake of honoring somebody, or because you fear him, Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Samach Vav, he paskins that the hafsakos hamutaros hein b'sha'ar hapsukim. Aval b'pasuk Shema Yisrael ubaruch shem kavod malchus ha'olam v'ed lo yafsik bahem klal. That in the hafsakos that our mutter are elsewhere, but not in Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shein Kvod Machus Alam Abed, unless it's Bikuach Nefesh. So you're now to be mafsik in between Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shein Kvod Machus Alam Abed. The hafsakos are elsewhere, but not in between Shema and Baruch Shem, unless a person is afraid for his life. The Beis Yosef notes a Yerushalmi, that's a makor for this psak. That's mistaber only if we say that Baruch Shem is a kiyum of Yichud Hashem. Then Baruch Shem is mamish considered part of the first pasuk, because they have one content of Yichud Hashem. But if it's a kiyum in the kriya, in other words, as if it's a new pasuk, why shouldn't you be mafsik between Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem? Or even be'emtza Baruch Shem kavod malchus ha'olam v'ed? Why should it be more severe than a pasuk in the Torah where you're allowed to be mafsik? You should be allowed to be mafsik in between Shema and Baruch Shem, or even within Baruch Shem. And in fact, a lot of poskim argue with the Beis Yosef. Look in the parish of Rav Yerucham Fishel Perel on the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rassag, who suggests a suffix, who suggests that there the girsa of the Bach of the Beis Yosef in the Yerushalmi may not be correct, who says not to be mafsik when you're saying Shema and Baruch Shem. So again, whether you're allowed to be mafsik between Shema and Baruch Shem or during Baruch Shem will be dependent on our shaila. If Baruch Shem is Yichud Hashem, then it can't be mafsik. But if it's a kiyum in the kriya, it's another pasuk, then why not be mafsik? So our next job is to examine the sources for saying Baruch Shem, and if we are lucky, if we are fortunate, then we will be able to understand the two shitas, possible shitas in Baruch Shem, whether it's a chefza of kriya or of yichud Hashem. So that, please God, is our avoda in the next shir, and hopefully we will continue to see if flows mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.